5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition.
Celebrating the history of Sega. This is Sega Ages.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Radio Sega. This is Sega Ages. And yes, it's me, KC. let me explain. I wasn't supposed to be hosting this show tonight. I know I said I wasn't going to be the one doing it, but we actually had Simon of Riversonic hosting the show originally, but about 40 to 45 minutes before this, he told me he couldn't make it because of some PC problems and life problems and whatnot. So, I'm here again for another show, Radio KC. Yes, Twinny says the KC takeover. indeed. But yeah. Anyway, this is Sega Ages. So we, as you know, as you probably know, 5 years ago today, we made Radio Sega history by hosting the first Radio Sega Live show in the form of Sega Ages. And the man that hosted the first show was none other than Resident SD. So I think it's appropriate we all stand up and give him a round of applause, wouldn't you think? Yes, and some more enthusiasm, people. Yeah, I like that. Yeah, okay, that's enough. So, yeah, anyway, as I said, I wasn't gonna host this show. I am not prepared, but I was able to, in 45 minutes, I was able to put together a list of games released in 2014, because we're celebrating the music of Sega games released in 2014 tonight, and also celebrating the 5-year anniversary of Radio Sega live shows. But I was able to put together a list of those games, and I was also able to put together an in-reverse competition thingy. Not sure if it's a competition, because I don't think we have a prize tonight. But anyway, you can do it for fun. So we will have an in-reverse. If you'd like to take part, don't forget to join us in the IRC chat room. So if you want to take part in the festivities, just open your web browser, type in radiose.ga/IRC, and you're in. Don't forget to change your nickname, just like a few people did. Let's see who's in the IRC chat room right now. We have Trigon, Rexy, 121 Voice, Adaptive Veil, CTR, Esper K, Revzig, Sircroft, SJ, Spinnick, TCB, Trekkie, Twinny, and underscore Spondy. Hello, you guys. Welcome to Sega Ages, actually. Indeed, you can also mention us on Twitter at Radio Sega. Use the hashtag Sega Ages. Either way, we'll say hello as well during the show. We have fantastic music for you. We have some news, because actually Simon was able to put together a list of Sega and non-Sega news, stuff that happened in 2014. So I haven't opened the document yet, but I will during the show, and we'll read some of those news in upcoming segments of the show. But yeah, I think I've been babbling on for quite some time right now, so I think it's best if we actually move on and play some music. So what should we start with? Let me queue up some of the tracks, because as I said, I didn't have any time to prepare. But I think we'll start with the infamous Sonic Boom that was released last year. We'll have something from the 3DS version, from Shattered Crystal. And of course, if you want to if you want to help me in putting together the playlist for tonight's show, why not send us some requests at Radio Sega, or you can double click my name in the IRC, that's KC, send me a private message with whatever tunes from Sega games released in 2014 you want to listen to, and I'll try to squeeze them in to tonight's show. So let's start with some Sonic Boom, shall we? Sonic Boom Shattered Crystal. And this is Seaside Coast. You're listening to Sega Ages on Radio Sega. I'm KC. Let's get the ball rolling.
Mm-hmm. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
And we're back. This is Sega Ages, dedicated to 2014, the year of the most of awesome of Sega games. Not really. But there were a few good games, actually. Not everything was bad, so yeah. Anyway, yeah. What have we played? What have we played during this first batch of music? I don't even know. Let's see. We started with Seaside Coast from Sonic Boom Shattered Crystal, released last year, to the dismay of many of Sonic games. Who was it? TCB said this would be more appropriate for TalkPad music. Well, I'm using the classic Sega Ages TalkPad, so yeah, so this is I think this is more appropriate than Sonic Boom. Afterwards, we had Battle for Justice from Chain Chronicle, and finally we had Princess Magia from Persona 4 Arena Ultimax, which is also known by a crazy name in Japan that I don't have with me right now, so I cannot tell you what it is. But anyway, who cares? Let's see. So, as I said, Forever Sonic actually kindly provided me with a file, a Word document with some news from last year. So let's open that file, that document, if I can. Let's see. And I will share some of the news that he actually rounded up for us tonight. So, in mainstream news, the world was shocked to discover that Robin Williams, actor and comedian, had passed away in August following his battle with depression. Yeah, sad news. Scotland remained part of the United Kingdom following the referendum vote for independence. Yeah, indeed. Ebola scares the world as the disease spreads across Africa. Then there's news for those who are afraid of flying. Flight MH370 disappears without a trace. MH17 is shot down over Ukraine shortly after. So if you don't like flying, if you're afraid of flying or afraid of planes, 2014 was actually an awesome year for you, because you had all the excuses not to be seen on a plane. Yeah, my wife actually is really, really afraid of flying, so 2014 was not a good year for me when I wanted to go places, travel. I couldn't because all the bad news about planes. Also, the world and... Okay, the world and his wife drenched themselves while raising awareness for ALS or MND, depending on where you live. Yes, the world and his wife. I actually never heard of this expression before, but it's awesome. The world and his wife drenched themselves while raising awareness for ALS or MND. Yeah, the ice bucket challenge. Did you take the ice bucket challenge? Let us know at Radio Sega, so we can give you a round of applause as well. Or maybe just a towel for you to dry yourself. Oscar Pistorius was sentenced to 5 years in prison for the culpable homicide of his girlfriend Riva Steenkamp. Yeah, shocking news as well during the year of 2014, actually. And in the meantime, we were joined by Simon Shirley. Hello, Simon. Hello. So, and thank you for putting together this awesome news for us to read. Well, I think it's time we actually play some more music after this next batch of music. Or maybe I'll play. Yeah, let's just do it now. Let's play the first play of In Reverse. And when we get back, we will play more music, because why the hell not? Right? Right. Let me just cue this up. Let's see. I'm not sure how this will work, but let's see if this actually is a good challenge for you guys. So if you want to take part in In Reverse, you know what to do. You'll need to send me your answers via private message in the IRC chat room. Or you can also, this time, you can also DM us to @RadioSega on Twitter. Okay, so don't forget, if you guess all the tracks in this In Reverse batch, you will get 2 points for each, except for the... What's happening? Whoa. Okay, so maybe we may have a prize. Someone is telling me now, but yes, okay. So let me just quickly explain the rules. So for every song, there are 5 songs in this batch of In Reverse. So for every song you get right, you get 2 points. If you guess the songs, what the song is, song and game, before it gets played on the show. One of them was already played during the first batch of music. So instead of getting 2 points, you get 1. But if you get all the others correctly, we will give you 1 extra point, 1 bonus point, making a total of 10 points. Okay, so you need to send me your answers via private message in the IRC chat room. Double click my name, KC, or send us a direct message to @RadioSega. Speaking of which, I need to actually open Twitter because it's not open right now. So let's do that right now while we have the first play of tonight's In Reverse.
Sega Ages in Reverse.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was the first play of In Reverse. Apparently people are sending me their guesses, and don't forget, you have to tell me which ones they are, because otherwise I won't know if you're getting them correctly or not. So and I like how people, this is always the same, like people are, how people are like, is this the one, is this the one, or maybe the other one, yeah, you'll have to guess them yourselves, because otherwise it won't be any fun. But anyway, yeah, let's see if you get them. During the break, I'll probably let you know if you get any points or not. Anyway, let's play some requests. Let's see which tracks people requested. I know. Let's go with this one. I'll have to cue them. Okay, so TCB requested this one, which is a tune. So let's go with this one from Dengeki Bunko, Fighting Climax. Let's take a listen to Fighting Climax, the ending version. This is Sega Ages. When we get back, we'll talk about Sega news in 2014.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Hideki Naganuma, and you are listening to Radio Sega.
New contender for most crazy track on Radio Sega, at least Yakuza related ones. That was requested by Adaptive Veil from Yakuza Ishin Samurai Ondo, who is of course Majima from Get to the Top. Before that, we had Fighting Climax, the ending version from Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax, requested by TCB, and requested by Tweeny, we had Sevastopol Mayhem from Alien Isolation, both games released, or all three games released in 2014. let's see. So people have been sending me their guesses for In Reverse. Keep doing that. Don't forget, double click my name in the IRC, that's KC, or you can send me a private message to @RadioSega on another private message, direct message, DM on Twitter. Don't forget to do that. Well, let's see. Simon also sent us some Sega news. So let's see. In 2014, Ryo Hazuki was released as DLC for Sonic and Sega All-Stars Racing Transformed, which was awesome, but only for the PC version, actually, and got everyone that played the console version crying and raging and stuff. But yeah, that was actually one of the most important Sega stuff that happened in 2014. Back in May 2014, Nintendo pulls the plug on its online service, Nintendo Wi-Fi Connection. This meant that games like Knight's Journey of Dreams, Somebody Amigo, Sonic Rush Adventure, and a number of other games no longer have the ability to upload leaderboards, buy songs, and compete in multiplayer battles. Oh, yeah. 2014 was the first year that there wasn't a Summer of Sonic convention. Yeah, indeed. Fans disappointed over the lack of news relating to the annual Summer of Sonic event that has been gaining popularity since its beginnings in 2006 and 2008. Also, and this is a big one, Sonic Boom is announced to the world. Two games are created, Rise of Lyric and Shattered Crystals, both of which I haven't played, says Simon, of course. I've played Shattered Crystal, actually, not Rise of Lyric. And they also announced the TV cartoon series. The cartoons are currently airing in the US and France, but as of yet, the UK and other European countries are still looking for a network provider to bring the series to home shores. Controversy hits as Sonic is released with blue arms and knuckles. Has been flexing his muscles. I know, right? Yeah, indeed. Simon is saying, I haven't caught any of the Sega news. You haven't caught any of the Sega news? Interesting. But, not sure what you mean. Yu Suzuki announces that he is working on an unannounced title and reveals that he's thinking about crowdfunding Shenmue 3. And the fans go wild and crazy like this. And some go the other way. Kids. Yeah, exactly. Highlight Studios, the company behind the mobile games Sonic Jump and Sonic Dash, release Crazy Taxi City Rush and Jet Set Radio for iOS and Android devices. And we actually had people from Highlight Studio on the Sega Lounge last year, so that was actually an interesting episode of the Sega Lounge, indeed. Rexy said, Sonic Boom could have been good if there was more love given to the Wii U games, and I was expecting so much more, or so much from a bunch of former Naughty Dog employees. Yeah. TCB said, did Big Red Button even want to do a Sonic game? Who knows? But yes, if you want to know more about the 3DS version, go listen to the Sega Lounge episode when we interviewed the guy from Sanzaru Games, Matt Kramer, because he actually gives us some insight as to how the development for the 3DS version went and the fact that they didn't have much time to work on the game. Anyway, there are more news, but I've been talking for so long, I'm sure you're sick of listening to my voice. So how about we play some more music? And I think it's time we actually... Let me try to cue stuff up for this next batch of music. I think it's actually time we... Why are you applauding, people? Really, this... this software is a must right now. So anyway, shut up. Yeah, okay. I love you too. But anyway, let's play something from Hatsune Miku Project F second, shall we? So let's play... I think we'll play the theme song. So from Project F second, released in 2014 in the West, take a listen to Decorator.
Thank you. To be this good takes ages. To be this good takes Sega. Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.
Back. This is Sega Ages celebrating the history of Sega, but this week just the 2014 is history of Sega, and we're also celebrating the 5th anniversary of Radio Sega Live shows. What have we played? We played some tunes. We played from Hatsune Miku Project Eva F2 Decorator, which is also the main theme. Then we had the theme of Bayonetta 2, Tomorrow is Mine, afterwards, and we had A Beat of My Own from The Amazing Rhythm Thief and The Paris Caper, which is an iOS game that I actually played for 1 or 2 weeks before I got tired, because that's what I do with with mobile games. But anyway, yeah, it's got an awesome soundtrack, just like the 3DS version. And finally, we had the amazing main theme from Phantasy Star Nova. Indeed. So, well, I know I'm an awesome show host, but what if we could have another person hosting the rest of the show? What if we could have someone that isn't getting some connection issues, because apparently I am. What if we could have one of the original Sega Ages hosts taking over for the rest of this Sega Ages edition? That would be interesting. Actually, we have Resident SE with us in the IRC chatroom. I think our aerial applause summoned him, so yeah. Also, we have Simon Shirley, Forever Sonic, in the IRC. So, what if one of them could take over the rest of the show? But before that, let me just talk about something very, very briefly that I actually forgot to mention during this week's Radio Sega Top 40 countdown. So, you know, we're celebrating the 5th anniversary of Radio Sega Live shows and also the 9th anniversary of Radio Sega as a whole. So, what if we could play your birthday messages on the 24/7 stream? Wouldn't that be awesome? That would. So, how about sending us your birthday messages for Radio Sega, saying something like, "Hey, you guys, you're amazing. So happy 9th anniversary," or something. So you can do that. You can do exactly that by sending your messages, recording, of course, an audio message, and it can be 10 to 15 seconds long, nothing much, and you can send it my way to kc@radiosega.net, and when I get them, I will edit them and add them to the 24/7 stream, and they will play at random times during the day when you're listening to your favorite Sega music. So don't forget kc@radiosega.net, and from now until next week, we'll play them on the 24/7 stream. In the meantime, we were joined by a William Was You. So, as I was saying, what if someone else could take over the show? Well, one more thing before I go, because someone else will take over the second hour of Sega Ages. But one more thing before I go, would you like to take another listen to this week's In Reverse? So, let's take a listen to In Reverse. Before that, let me just tell you. We have Twini with 4 points right now. TCB with 4 points as well. Adaptive Veil with 6 points. If he can get all the tracks, because he got the one that was already played as well. If not, 5 points. And Rexy has 2 points. I believe we have a winner with you with 4 points as well. 1, 2, yep. A winner with you also has 4 points. So things look a bit tight. Adaptive Veil is in the lead. Can someone else take the lead for this second hour of Sega Ages? We'll see. Take a listen to the full batch of In Reverse tracks.
Sega Ages in Reverse.
And that's it. Well, taking over for the next hour of Sega Ages is Forever Sonic, finally. So I'll send him the In Reverse file, and he'll play it again for a few times. And there are still a few tracks that haven't been played. I've been KC. So Resident SD is asking, do I get 10 points for saying they are all Magical Sound Shower from Outrun 3D? No, you don't. So, I've been KC. This has been the first hour of Sega Ages, celebrating the music of Sega games released in 2014. For the second hour, take a listen to the main man, Forever Sonic. Bye-bye!
Celebrating the history of Sega, this is Sega Ages. playing the soundtrack to the history of Sega. Sega Ages on Radio Sega.
Good evening, everyone. Hopefully this is working and I can sort of remember how to do it. You're listening to Sega Ages, a special 9th anniversary edition and sort of 5th anniversary edition of Sega Ages here for Radio Sega's birthday. And yes, I am back, finally. Yes, I want to congratulate KC on his fantastic start to the show. Although we had a few brief connection issues, he still managed to do the show in my absence. So, big round of applause using typical Sam. No, he did fantastically well. Thank you again for stepping in for me. Yes, I haven't done this for ages. Almost. I haven't done it for Sega ages. And I was going to say, this is the story all about how my life got flipped, turned upside down. And I want to take a minute just to sit right there and tell you how I became the show host of a show called Sega Ages. Anyway, so let's have a look at the standings. KC has sent me the listings for who's currently in the lead. Let's start from the reverse order. We have Rexy is currently sitting on 2 points. Well done to you. We have a joint, technically second. Three people have second place. That's the Chaos Blue. We have Twinny and A Winner With You all on 4 points. And we have Adept Vale out in front with 5. So, well done to you. Now, I think listening to the show while KC was doing that and his connection issues, I'm not quite sure if you managed to get track number 4. So, shall we have the fifth play of the second go at in reverse? Does that count? The second playthrough for the fifth time? I think so. Let's just cue up the magic jingle.
Sega Ages in reverse.
And I can tell I haven't done it for absolutely ages because I forgot to unmute the microphone. First of all, what we need to do. I'm not entirely sure if Casey explained the rules. Where's my folder gone? He sent me the in reverse. It would usually help to have it in order for you to actually sort of join up with it. So the rules are, as we sort of start halfway through, if we haven't played the track yet, then you have 2 points. If we've played it, then of course you get 1 point for that. And there's this one track that isn't in the show this evening. That's if I manage to get the right one. So there will be one track that's missing from the batch of In Reverse that you're about to hear. That isn't in the show. Of course, that's worth 2 points. If you, I believe as far as I'm aware, KC followed the usual Sega Ages standings, in which one of the tracks was played in the first batch of music, was played before you actually heard the In Reverse track. So, of course, that's technically worth 1 point, because you heard it, even though you didn't know what it was. But however, that's kind of a bit mean on our part. So what we tend to do, if you get the other 4, that's the 3 before they've been played, plus the one that isn't in the show, and you get the one that we played you earlier on, then we round that up, give you the bonus point, and make it 2 points. There it is. So make sure I cue the right one, not the answers, because that would kind of give the game away. So what are we playing for tonight? Normally you'd be saving up points so that you, on a week-by-week basis, you would collect your points. The winner at the end of, I think we used to do it around about 10 weeks. It's that as you won, the leaderboard would take on and the winner would win a prize. However, we are only back for one night only. Hopefully I should get back on the airwaves soon, because I kind of miss it, having not done it for a while. So hopefully we'll get Sega Ages back at some point. We'll get Forever Sonic Random Hour back at some point. And do stay tuned to Radio Sega to find out all about that. However, as this is one night only at the moment, we've got a sort of instant win kind of spot prize. Do you remember a little convention that we had way back in, was it October? It's one of the only Sonic conventions that wasn't held in London. This one, of course, Sonic the Comic-Con. I went up there and met a few people, managed to catch up with a few other people too. People I haven't seen for absolutely ages. And T-Bird, who organised or helped to organise the Sonic the Comic-Con, he gave me a couple of T-shirts in order to give away as prizes. Now, I gave one away during, what was it, the Christmas special, or some point around the Christmas special, although I still need to actually send out that prize. I gave one away. I still have one left. It's a size large. It's in light blue. It's a Sonic the Comic-Con with the Archie. Is it Archie? Fleetway Archie. The comic book Super Sonic. The yellow, mean, angry one. But it's all blue. It's blue and white. T-shirt's blue with white print on it. So yes, I've still got one of those to give away. It's in size large. I think it's a UK size large. I don't know if there's different kind of larges in different countries, but a UK size large, and there's still one to win. And whoever wins at the moment, wins this competition tonight, will of course win the other one of those. So I'm already playing the background music so that you can have another chance at listening to In Reverse. Here it is.
Sega Ages In Reverse.
So that was kind of your fifth play at the second go for In Reverse. We will have at least one more go, I think. Because although you've heard it several times in several different blocks, we'll have at least one more go before we give you the answers. So do stay tuned for that. I'm talking over a track because the talkbed wasn't queued up, so here is some more Shiny Resonance, and I will catch you in just a few moments. There we are. So some awesome tracks there. I'm sure that there's a Radio Sega favourite in there. And as we were saying there, playing the best Vocaloid music 24/7, as requested by you only on Radio KC. So, what have we got so far? One thing I failed to mention just at the point of having, I think the talkbed music confused me. KC is still going to take your answers for in reverse, so keep sending him messages in the IRC chat room if you have any more guesses for, of course, for in reverse. Or of course, like he mentioned, you can send a direct message to the Radio Sega Twitter account, of course, at Radio Sega. And again, we say direct message because we don't want you to give the answers away. There are prizes to be won. It's a real crazy show. But anything can go might come later. God help us all, says KC. Yeah. Right. So, we have some absolute tunes. We played for you there. Let's see if I can pronounce this. A Yukamachi or Jukamachi no Kenzu. From Shining Residence. Is that because we have Resident SD in the chat room? I have no idea. How about try from Shining Resonance this time? Yes, and of course, after that, normally I play you three. I kind of played you three. Did I play you three? No, I didn't play you three. So, just, I think the tune there we had there. Luca Night Fever from Hatsune Miku Project Diva F, capital F, the second, as opposed to Project Diva F, the little F, which I think is on the Vita, but that wasn't 2014. We've got more music coming up in just a moment. I think if I go through and I have a quick word with KC, I think the leaderboard is still the same. I think Adept Avail is still in the lead, but there's still one more playthrough to go through before we give you the answers, and we might go over just slightly because obviously we need to get in sync with everything that's going on. So yes, do get your messages in, do get your requests in. If you'd like to hear something from 2014, I've been sent a list of tracks that I can play. We've got tracks from things like Sonic Boom, Rise of Lyric and Shattered Crystal. We have, of course, Chain Chronicle, Bayonetta 2, Shining Resonance, Phantasy Star Nova, all sorts of things. So if you'd like to get a request in, my name is not Forever Sonic anymore. If you're in the IRC chat room, you can contact me directly via my name, Simon Shirley. And there's a reason that got changed, but we shall see. Or you can contact Radio Sega Twitter. Now, this can be public. You can either send us a direct message, or you could just add at Radio Sega in your Twitter tweet message thing, and we shall queue it up. Rexy says, Shirley, he can't be serious. Yes, there is a reason for it. And, yes, you shouldn't call me Shirley. Talking of requests, we actually have one from, I believe it is Adept of Veil. Yes, it was. Adept of Veil has requested this next track, the one I couldn't find because it's got quotation marks in the track name. Thankfully, KC managed to help me out to find it. This one is going to be Kagami no Kuni no Marionette. There's probably a Japanese way of saying marionette.
Bye.
Yes, wub 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 wub. A little bit of kind of, I don't know, do you call that dubstep music? Music from Dengeki Bunko Fighting Climax. That was, of course, Seventh Crisis. Before that, I played you something I can only describe as being a track from Sonic Boom. And the reason I say that is because I was listening to some of the music, trying to queue up things I can play, and is it me, or do they all sound very similar? The one I particularly picked there, Seaside Beach Act 2, and I'll play another Sonic Boom track a little bit later on, you'll see what I mean. And before that we had a request by Adept of Veil, and that was Kagami no Kuni no Marionette from Shining Resonance. Yay, got it right that time. Woo! Now, we did mention that we're going to give you another chance at this. This will be your last chance, of course. You know what it is.
Sega Ages in reverse.
So, although you've had it probably 6 times now, this will be your final play, because there's still a few people that are struggling over a couple of the tunes. Now, I wouldn't normally say this. This is a special pointer just for this show. Now, you know that, of course, there's a track that hasn't been played yet. Of course, there's always a track that hasn't been played yet, because that's the one that's not in the show. I don't normally say this, but as a special, there's still one more track that hasn't been played yet. So there's still technically 4 points up for grabs. Yes, let's see if you get them this time. Of course, if you'd want to send in any of your guesses, then of course please send them via email, if you're on email, to kc@radiosega.net. You can send them to KC in the IRC chat room, and you can also send them as a direct message, a hidden from public message, on Twitter, of course, @RadioSega. Casey says, can he guess? Technically? Good question. You would probably win. Yeah. That might not be a good idea. Like you said, yes, Casey is not the host anymore. So, the jury's out on that one. I'll let Radio Sega community decide, I think, what we shall do there. Like Casey mentioned, if you would like to record some birthday messages for us here on Radio Sega, wishing us a happy 9th birthday, then do so using your favourite recording client, and send them again along to him at kc@radiosega.net. But yes, I've delayed it so far. Let's get it in and allow you to listen to the final play, before the answers, the final play of tonight's
Sega Ages in reverse.
Sega Ages in reverse and all that. Yes, Hang on, there's one that sounds a bit like Please Don't Drop Me, Baby. But that's Saturn game. And although Resident SD said, now I can tell they aren't all Magical Sound Shout, there is one in there that sounds a little bit like it to me. So you might get half a point for that. Who knows? Of course, Magical Sound Shower, I don't think we've had an OutRun game released last year, and the one that we just had is technically 2015, so I think you probably don't get away with that either. So that was your final play. I say get your answers in to Casey. He will handle all of the guesses for you. A quick rundown. Has the leaderboard changed? There has been some more points. People have been getting them correct, which is good. We now have only two in second place as opposed to three, but I shall let you know who they are later on. Winnershi says, no, OutRun 3D came out last year in Japan. Ooh, I see. What does that mean? Does that mean... Now, we had a message from... Let me see if I get this right. We had a message from SegaBits who said, should celebrate 3D OutRun by playing the new tracks. If 3D OutRun came out in Japan, should we give you... Again, I haven't listened to Radio Sega for a while because I've been kind of life getting away. I don't know if this is the first play. I don't know if Casey's played them already. But if it was last year, and I take your word for it, then in theory, we could probably play them on the show this evening. So I will just cue one of those up. That's interesting. So what I'm going to do, while I'm queuing that up, there is just a little bit more news that I have to read out for you from my big list of things I sent to Casey. What did we have? Worlds Collided. Worlds Collide when Sonic teams up with Mega Man in the Archie comic book series. In Sonic's spare time, he can be found venturing around Hyrule as The Legend of Zelda downloadable content comes to Sega Lost World. Sega Lost World? Sonic Lost World. Nintendo Wii Lost World. New from Sega Toys, the creator of Wappy Dog and home to the Sega Pico in its later days, comes Yume Niku... I'm going to call it Celeb, it could be Caleb. A white robotic cat. Retailing for 11,000 yen, the cat snuggles, purrs and meows. Some say that this is just like a real cat, but there's a 90% chance that a real cat will bite or scratch you if you attempt any of these things. Thankfully, Yume Niku, let's call it Celeb, has not been programmed to harm humans yet. Of course, we all know it now, we've seen some of the episodes, but of course, back then, Sega had announced that they were greenlighting a new anime project based on Sega Hard Girls, which they've called, of course, Sega High School. A group of female humanoid consoles based on Sega's hardware consoles. Now, one, I don't know if you can remember this. Do you remember the game Brick People? I can't remember whether it was a Propa game originally, or whether it was, of course, a Sega game. But Sega is, and I don't know if they have, or whether it just is, Sega is making a real sandcastle building arcade game that uses sand that resembles dirt mixed with some Play-Doh. Along with dynamic image projector technology, the idea is to replicate playing with sand at the beach, so if you dig a hole inside the sand, it will be filled with water. There are quite a bit of animated displays that will occur while playing to keep kids interested. It says, very unique technology and great for younger arcade visitors. The game is similar to 2009's Brick People, in which you stack real blocks and little men on a screen climb your creations to reach certain items. So, I'm just trying to think, but there was also the arcade game where, I suppose, was it kind of a prequel to Sonic Runners? Where they had sort of Sonic on treadmills in an arcade. Was that last year? Or was that before? Last year seems sort of ages ago. So you've had your last play. I'm going to play you a couple more tracks because I need to play that one you haven't heard yet. But I won't tell you when. But let's play this. From the game, I don't know if this track is actually in the 3DS version, but it is in the iOS version, a game I quite enjoy.
We'll be right back. Cause when the end comes, you're probably gonna go long.
Me, I got me momentum, take what is mine, I go get it. Being on stage, so compelling, my, I mean, she's mine.
Today might be any other day, but I don't wanna waste another day.
Draw on a million, I just see another vibe. Call me Dion, I just run it, that's your thinking. Completely different.
Wait.
Here we are, one of the first few plays of this particular track, 3D Outrun, from, well, Outrun, kind of as requested by SegaBee. are. So as you could tell by the Talkbed music change, we must be coming near to the end of the show, or end of this show anyway, and that can only mean that all of the tracks that are going to be played in reverse have been played. But of course, remember, there's still that one that's still 2 points sitting there waiting for you to get, because that one is not in the show. So in that batch of music, it was slightly longer than the others. We had Sharpshooter, Rhythm Thief and the Paris Caper. We had I'll Make You Miku Miku'd. I'll Make You Miku Miku. Got that tune stuck in my head for some reason. Hatsune Miku, Project Diva, Capital F the second. Persona 4 Arena Ultimax, Persona 4 the Ultimax Ultra Suplex Hold. Try saying that quickly. Persona 4 Arena Ultimax, Persona 4 the Ultimax Ultimax, and the track was called Breaking Out Of. And then to finish off there, kind of Sega Bits request, and I've kind of been told that it's been out for a while, but yes, technically a 2014 track if released in Japan. Then the 3D Outrun music from Nintendo 3DS, of course, Kamino Amiamor. Kamino Amiamor. Yes, so it is time for this. If I can press the right button.
Sega Ages in reverse.
Yes, it is time to reveal who will be winning the Sonic the Comic-Con light blue large t-shirt. See who has won. We do have a clear winner, but you will find out in just a moment. I need to change my chat windows to make sure I can find out what they are. Now, I must confess, I've never actually played any of these games, so as far as I'm aware, they will be in this order as I announce the answers, but do shout and scream if they're not. So here comes the answers to the 2014 9th and 5th birthday editions of Sega Ages.
Sega Ages in reverse.
Starting off with Bayonetta 2, this is the track called Tomorrow Is... The track there, Battle for Justice, from I believe it's a 3DS game, Chain Chronicle. From the game I cannot pronounce very quickly, Break Out Of, from Persona 4 Arena Ultimax. Yes, please don't drop me, baby. No, of course, Luka Luka Night Fever from Hatsune Miku F. This project Diva second. And to finish off in reverse tonight, the track that wasn't in the show from Yakuza Ishin, La Muerte de Gobierno. And there we are, that was your Sega Ages fix.
Sega Ages.
So who won?
In reverse.
Hold on, let's get jingles out of the way. So, what are the scores on the doors, Miss Ford? Who remembers that one? Going back down the list, we have in fifth place. Although there are only three separate scores, in fifth place we have the Chaos Blue with 4 points. Well done to you. Now we're going to skip 4-3 and say there are three people in second place. We have a winner was you, we have Rexy, and we also have 20. All there on 5 points, but there is one winner. There is someone out there who has got some of them right. I was going to say all of them right, but that's not quite. On 7 points, that's quite a score for this year. You must like your 2014 video games. The winner of the Sonic the Comic-Con light blue large t-shirt, the second one I was given by Mr. Tuff himself, Mr. T-Bird Tuff, from Sonic Comic-Con, is Adept of Veil. So congratulations to you. And I would play a clappy jingle, but I can't find it quick enough. Let's try this. I have no idea. Yeah, they're queued up. There's quite a few of them. So congratulations to you. I shall be sending you the prize from me. So if you'd like to send me an email, I'm foreversonic@radiosega.net. Do send me a message on there. Send me a message on the forums, or just get in touch using the direct message feature of Twitter on @RadioSega, and we shall sort out your prize. Now that's just about all we have time for on Sega Ages. We have overrun a little bit in good old-fashioned Radio Sega tradition. So let's play you. What shall I play you? I'm going to play you something I quite liked when I was listening to the music from this particular soundtrack. It is, as our tagline has been so far, playing the best Vocaloid music 24/7. I do like the tracks from Hatsune Miku, so I'm going to play you a track called Miracle Paint. It's one that I quite liked when I was listening to the music. But before we do, let's say a quick goodbye, although we probably might carry on, but a quick goodbye for Sega Ages from all the people who are in the chat room. We have Trigon, we have KC, Rexy, Woe21, to Voice, to Underscore Spondy, to Adept of Veil. We have A Winner Was You, Esper K, John the VG Nerd, Punk Gamer 69, Sergadra, who has just entered. Hello to you. We have Sir Croft, Spinnick, The Chaos Blue, Trekkie, and we have Twinny. And a special welcome back to Radio Sega to Resident SD. It was strange there to say to have three hosts of Sega Ages all in the one chat room. Of course, Resident SD, myself, and KC. So let's play you that final track. We shall have just a few moments break while I build up just a little bit of a playlist, and I shall catch you in just a moment. But I haven't said bye to people on Twitter. I haven't, you're right. Who contacts us? 3DS News, we have Twinny, Stephen Turner, D-R-E-R has retweeted us. Sega Bits, of course, with their fantastic requests there. A Winner With You, Xavier D. Applewhite, is that how you pronounce it? Do we have Rexy, who actually requested Sega Ages earlier. We have Ayan Hajinmon. I don't know, I don't quite know how you pronounce that. The Sunday Funday, that's coming up, of course, this Sunday. Do catch that. More shows to come soon, and I think that's probably about it for the time being. So I'm going to say goodbye from Sega Ages. And we might say hello from something else in just a few moments.
I'm not afraid of the dark.
You're listening to Radio Sega, playing the best Sega music 24/7.